What's your goal in life? At the end of the day, on your deathbed, what is the most important thing that you leave on this earth?
I would say I've set my kids up for purpose.
That's what I was hoping you were gonna say. Guys, happy Monday. I hope you have a stellar work week. I know we got a lot of work ahead of all of us, but I hope that this podcast in the intro of the work week brings you guys a little bit of joy, is able to set the tone. Drew and I are gonna be talking about current events today. Before we get into it, we have to thank our sponsor of the channel, Shooting Surplus. They make content like this possible, also Patreon. If you guys are interested in sponsoring us in your own way, supporting us, check out Patreon. They do get updates on our current events, what it is that we have been doing or we're going to be doing. They also have a quicker access to direct messages. Drew, Nick, and I try to stay up to date on Patreon. So thank you very much. We appreciate you guys. Drew, let's get into it. Current events. Did you hear that they verified 16 Romanian payments were sent to shell companies, and McCarthy has promised to impeach Biden?
No, I did not hear that.
Really?
Yes, because I don't care.
About what's going on in current events?
About that, or basically anything. I'm not going to lie. We're going to fight on this one. You already know this. I'm not a fan of the news. I don't like it. It annoys me. I do think there are important issues. But the amount of trudging through garbage that you have to go through to find that information, I just don't have time for. Or at least it's not important enough for me to make time for. I would rather just have some friends like you who are passionate about keeping up with current events, and I trust you to inform me. And I know that sounds absolutely terrible. I know it sounds lazy, but I have three kids. I have a wife. I have, two different businesses. I don't have time. I don't want to make time. I gave up the news 15 years ago. I remember I was in college. It was during the McCain election. Who was he running against? John Kerry, maybe?
I don't remember.
I can't even remember either.
I wasn't born.
But I was all about it. It was political science, history, all that stuff. And I was all about it. I remember I ordered this life-size cardboard stand-up of John McCain. And I put him in the window of my apartment to look out at all of the liberals in my college town. And just politics and the news cycle is a slippery slope. It's designed to be that way for a purpose. It is a religion in this country, way more so than even sports. And to me, it is one of the biggest life drains and energy dumps that anyone can get into. And I shudder at saying the word, I hate it. But if there was something I hate that's not obviously pure evil, it's the news. I can't stand it. I don't trust any of it. The amount of time and effort it takes me to put into figuring out, is this trustworthy? Is this reliable? Or is this just controlled opposition? I can't stand it. It makes me sick. I remember the day that I realized I'm mad, I'm angry all the time because I'm watching the news. I'm constantly feeling hatred towards somebody, even if, they are wrong and, maybe they deserve it. But I did not like who I was becoming whenever I was so wrapped up in all these things going on. And maybe I was just too young to have that emotional intelligence to sure, just consume it, move on. But I remember the day that I literally turned off the TV, and I actually got rid of my TV and pretty much never turned it on again. Now, I will get updates on my phone and stuff like that every once in a while, or I'll see if something is trending, I'll see it, and then I might dig into it a little bit. But for the most part, I hate the news. I don't trust any politician. I can count the number that I think are trustworthy and ethical on the national level on about two fingers, and they don't have the power to actually do anything. I think politics is pretty much so far gone that I'm going full.
I know, but hold on. We have to define something first, though. So there's you've mentioned two things. You hate news, and then you step into politics and current events. I agree that I cannot stand the large news cycle. The Fox News and the CNN, can't stand them. Current events, what is happening today, I'm very passionate about, and I absolutely try to stay current on what it is going on. Do you hate the news, learning what's happening today, or do you just hate the people who deliver the information?
Yes and no. Okay, you make a good point about the current events. We're gonna butt heads on this, sure. Like, but I'm also willing to be wrong. I think there's a part of me that thinks I should be more in tune. I'm so jaded about the media in general.
And on that note,
so I'm willing for you to like just, you know.
And before you carry on, I'll admit I know that I invest too much emotional time into current events. I'll admit that. I probably spend 2 to 3 hours a day just figuring out. Now, here's the thing. I will read. Nick is over there laughing. I know. Drew's like, you're not working. I'm trying to figure out, because I'll collect information from multiple sources on the same piece of information.
Okay, that's good.
What did they actually say? What's going on? And I also try my best to steer clear of, again, the Fox News, the CNN, the MSNBC, even the Daily Wire has stated things that I'm like, yeah, but I want another point of view from that. So
yeah, and I used to listen, like, I mean, even like 2 or 3 years ago, I kind of got back into it by listening to like Shapiro and a bunch of those guys. And that wasn't so bad, but I also noticed myself getting to the point where, like, I'm mad all the time, and it seems like I'm also trying to be pushed into thinking something. So I think what they do is super valuable. I like it in doses, but I can't take it on, like, a daily basis. That's just me. Okay. And not everyone's the same way. That's just I'm aware of myself and how my anger can get channeled and just – I can get pulled down this black hole, and that's why I pull back from it. I don't think that current events are irrelevant. I just don't trust what I'm getting. Does that make sense?
Yes. So have you heard about the movie, The Sound of Freedom?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me what you know, not about the movie, mm-hmm. but about the current events surrounding the movie.
Okay.
The Sound of Freedom, as in the societal impact of that movie.
Okay, well, the societal impact is interesting, but I don't think we've actually seen it yet. What interests me about that, and this is the kind of the current events that I do somewhat
enjoy. I know,
enjoy,
that's why I
because
went there.
There's some conspiracy, and there's
of
clearly
course.
Some kind of like underlying evil that tries to like put its hand on stuff like that.
Yes.
So I heard about how, and correct me if I'm wrong, if my details are off, it's because I don't watch the news. And again, the stuff that I do see, I don't know if it's real or not, but I've seen where, you know, it took a long time to get produced. Basically, it was dumped. Who was it? Fox?
Disney.
Someone owned it first, right?
Fox did have it first.
Fox owned it first, sold it. Disney bought it. Disney basically sat on it in hopes that...
they just kill it.
Like, it kind of goes back to the original electric car. The original electric car, the design was purchased by an oil company so they could just sit on the design and it would never become competition. So that's basically what Disney did, or at least that's what I'm gleaning from it. And I hope anybody watching this doesn't just take my word for it, because I'm as unreliable as anything that they're seeing on the media anyways, right? And that's kind of goes back to my whole point. What can you believe? But Disney basically just sat on it. Eventually, it got bought from them, and it was released. And since then, Disney has basically gone, like, you know, radio silent on the whole thing, but it is very interesting.
Yes. The other societal impacts, President Trump, who is currently no longer president, obviously, went and saw it and was moved by it and vowed that if he does become president again, there will be a nationwide death sentence for all pedophiles. Mm. That's a current event.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
I do too. I agree. We probably are on the same page as far as the value or no value of Trump as president. Mm-hmm. And I also recognize that someone in one role, the president of the United States, is supposed to have a lot of power. Why? Before we go there, why are they supposed to have a lot of power?
They're not.
Okay, but why are they viewed as the face of the nation? I'll tell you why.
Because everyone votes for him.
Ah, that's the trick. Exactly. That's the thing. So now we're starting to like break down a little. We'll get back to current events, but we're starting to break down the way that our nation was designed and why current events are such a big deal. The President of the United States and all of our politicians should be elected by
the people.
Right.
Yep.
Who runs the nation? The people.
Well, but they don't.
By design, I agree that they don't. I'm with you on that.
In theory, yes. In structure, yes. In practice, no.
Okay, so you are responsible to be taking up a role that has been taken from you. Does that negate the role that was given to you?
No, I'm not telling people don't go out and vote.
Okay, agreed. Agreed. Okay.
Although I will say, I don't think my vote
counts.
Really matters.
Okay.
Especially, you call me a conspiracy theorist all you want.
Sure.
But like, especially over the past couple of years, I don't think it's mattered for a really long time, though there's a lot of room for error in my theory, and it's not worth not trying. So I will continue to vote.
Okay.
I will continue to try. Anyways.
Okay, so then we have someone who's put in power by we the people, whether that person has the amount of power that they should or should not have. George Washington famously stepped down after he was asked to continue to be the first president of the United States.
Baller.
Yeah, absolutely.
Baller.
Yes, probably the best president that we've ever had. Mm-hmm. Because he had the freedom to stay in power, and he said, no, that's not what we fought and died and signed up for. I'm intentionally stepping down. That's incredible. Okay, well, now, yes, so we put someone in power. Let's say the President of the United States, who has promised, whether he does it or not, that he's going to do something. Why was President Trump moved in order to state, I will put a death sentence on people?
Do you want to know? You're getting full cynical Drew today.
Okay.
Okay. And again, I'm willing to be wrong. I think Trump is just counterculture enough to know that if I say this, I'll garner support.
I don't disagree with you.
Now, do I think he truly believes that? Maybe.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's very possible.
Okay.
But I don't know. We don't actually know these people. That's the problem.
I agree.
And really, there's no way, although I do think that people got a good sense of who Washington was when they voted for him, obviously. But, I don't know. It's either, ooh, this is a good play for me. I can be, because you already know this, it's called relevancy through disruption, and we see this in our own industry.
Wait, hold on. What does that mean?
Relevancy through disruption. It's if I can create chaos, if I can create an argument, mm-hmm. if I can create some sort of fight or draw a line or pit people against each other, I will gain relevancy through that.
Sure.
And that is a major play that politicians do. Now, some of them do truly believe what they're talking about, and I don't really like, their goal is not relevancy. Their goal is to try and fix things or trying to stand up for what's right.
Their job is, whether that's their role or not. Their job is to do that.
Exactly. And so, but, you know, whenever I see Trump say something like that, my suspicious brain immediately is just like, oh, you just know that's gonna
right. You're not gonna
get
do
support.
That.
Yeah.
Sure.
But anyways, that's a cynical view of it. Is it real? Am I right? I don't know.
Okay.
But
so
that's my go-to reaction.
Okay. So, what's your goal in life? At the end of the day, on your deathbed, what is the most important thing that you leave on this earth?
I would say I've set my kids up for. Purpose.
That's what I was hoping you were going to say.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you know that you've done that?
By their deeds.
Okay. How about opportunity?
Yeah.
Because if we do things, let's say with DC, with our company, one of the reasons that we started it is because we saw an opportunity to do things for others outside of the company, as well as to bless people behind the DC company, our families, mm-hmm. right?
Sure.
Inside of that, how do we pick and choose the content that gets created?
Well,
relevancy in what people are talking about today. Dude, we could
sure.
go look at Oppenheimer. People are talking about Oppenheimer. We can make jokes about Barbie.
Mm-hmm. Don't joke about Barbie, okay?
Dude, I can't.
That's legit.
I haven't seen the movie. Don't ever care to. Not interested.
It's got Ryan Gosling in it. How can you not be interested?
I will pirate Barbie and have everything removed other than Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, can we just pay like a fraction of the price
Absolutely.
To just watch
I'll
the Ryan Gosling
yes,
scenes?
Please.
It's so funny because I saw this meme and it was like, women think men are going to go watch it for Margot Robbie. And it's just like, no.
Not really.
No, we're going because Ryan Gosling is me. You know?
Yeah. He's me.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Here we are. Here I am talking about the irrelevance of current events like wars and famines. And I'm like, oh yeah, Barbie, let's talk about Ryan Gosling. See, there I go. Like, what a hypocrite.
Well, the current events and what happens tomorrow is still driven by, we hope, the content that we generate. How do we know what content is relevant? We had this idea. We love to make a video on, I'll say it, people in, you know, watching this are gonna be like, oh, a little bit behind the scenes, you guys better make that video. We would love to do a video on CS gas and different kinds of gas the closer that we get to the next presidential election. Because of what we saw, what happened in 2020. Okay? That's relevant. Yes. Why? Because people are paying attention to it, they're keyed in, and there's a new issue that has arisen for the people who run the nation, who are supposed to put certain people in power and or take them away from power. Mm-hmm. And if we don't have that information, if we don't know what's going on, and I'll fully admit, dude, there's probably 10 times as much bad, incorrect, or biased information that's sold to us that's supposed to pivot us away from what they don't want us to do. Mm-hmm. Because I do believe that there are people running the nation that are 100% doing psyops, trying to get us to do stuff, as well as maybe external nations who are trying to, fifth generational warfare, trying to get us to do or not do certain things. Mm-hmm. Let's put it this way. Would you vote for someone who is the president or is trying to become the president that promises they are going to give another $400 billion to Ukraine?
Is the other guy saying the same thing?
No.
What else does he believe?
Let's say that they are the exact same candidate. They both stand for everything that you believe, but yeah. Someone is saying, we need to hurry up and give money to Ukraine.
Well, no, of course not.
Why? What do you know about Ukraine?
Well, I don't know anything, and that's the point.
Okay.
We don't know for sure.
Okay.
But just thinking critically about it and just an outside observer, Ukraine has historically been one of the most corrupt countries in Europe, like on the face of the planet.
How do you know?
Again, I don't know.
But you got that information and you stated it as fact, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that information was still provided to you. Now, uh-huh. what if someone made a point and argued that the reason that we have to give money to Ukraine is this. If Ukraine is overrun, the next place that Russia is going to run through is a Western nation that is in the UN to some degree. Mm-hmm. And that will by law force us to go to war. And now the United States is physically, they're already doing it, we are already doing it, sending troops and more money than the $400 billion to Ukraine. So the reason that we have to actually defend Ukraine is because we are working to not get into a war. The money
because the reason we're trying to not get pulled into another war is because the UN was created in the first place. If there was no just...
I don't disagree that I dislike the
worldwide
UN.
Worldwide group of allies.
Sure.
Then we wouldn't be pulled into these wars.
I
That's
agree.
How the first great one started.
I agree.
Was over virtually nothing and being like, oh, I'm on your side, and I'm on your side, and I'm on your side, and I'm on your side. And that's how hundreds of millions of people had nothing to do with it died. So my reason for not voting for someone who said they're going to give funding to Ukraine is not because I'm against what's going on in Ukraine. It's because we don't have any business with anything going over in that part of the world. Freaking period.
Sure.
That's just my personal opinion.
That's fine. Okay, so...
We had the
next thought. That's a valid mm-hmm. point. The next thought for me is, what happened in 2020 and the amount of news that came out of it was advocating for getting a jab. The biggest problem with 2020, I believe, mm-hmm. was not a pandemic. It was the lockdown.
Yeah.
Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, absolutely.
How did you come to that conclusion?
That the lockdown was a bad idea?
Yeah, and that getting the jab was also not a good idea.
Well, I naturally distrust any authority figure, so there's that.
Okay.
Anytime someone's like, you have to do this, especially if it's from the government or the media, I'm like, just the natural rebelliousness of Drew Hopkins, which can be a good thing or a bad thing, is going to be like, no, I don't think I will. So that, if I'm being fully honest, I think that's probably an immature way to respond to it. But my first initial gut reaction is like, no, I won't, because you told me to.
Sure.
So whenever I see that in my kids, I'm like, yeah, you got that from me, right? But I mean, anytime, it kind of goes back to the saying, like, any people who are willing to sacrifice, you know, their privacy for security or whatever deserves nothing or deserves neither. I can't remember the exact quote.
Benjamin Franklin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I set you up.
Security to, over freedom.
There you go. See, yeah. I just like set you up for your spike.
Oh, thanks,
man. So what I saw was the government and the media calling people to sacrifice their freedom for promised security, and that never ends well. And we can just look at history for that, right? Like, not too long ago, that was the Patriot Act, and everyone was all for it. And look at where we're at now. So I guess that also goes back to, okay, I was somewhat into current events, therefore I knew what the Patriot Act was and what it did. So that's, you know, another point in that category why you should be aware of what's going on to a degree. But yeah, that's what I saw with the lockdowns. It was the authorities that be saying you have to do X, Y, Z, or you're going to have these consequences. And I just didn't believe it. And there was no evidence. And the fact that there was censorship of any evidence to the contrary. I mean, this podcast right now on YouTube may be censored just because you said the word jab.
You're not wrong.
You're telling me that, I know you're not telling me this,
sure,
but like that's my red flag.
Right.
Like, oh, because to me, if someone's saying something that's so untrue, I kind of don't want to stop them to a certain degree. Or if they're saying something that's so bad and so evil and so wrong, let them say it and let the rest of the world see their true colors and start to piece together the puzzle of who they are and how much full of crap they are. So why censor this information? Wouldn't you want contrary information to be out there so then it can be refuted? But no, they didn't want that. They just wanted to crush all the information, crush anyone who was anti-jab or anti-whatever. And yeah, red flag. No, thank you.
Okay, so you're working off of history, your morals, and your foundational understanding of issues with government in order to dictate what is actually happening in your day-to-day, as opposed to collecting current events and then letting that drive what it is that you do or don't do.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, but I would say it's more on the historical side and just the natural suspiciousness of everything that's been going on and the fact that it goes against the what made our country special in the first place.
Interesting. Okay. So let's say that Jean-Pierre, the press secretary, came out with a statement saying that President Trump made statements that were incorrect. And I'm coming up with something on the fly here, but she stated that Trump was correct in...
Oh, this is a woman? Her name is Jean-Pierre?
Yeah, that's okay. Her last name. Yeah, she stated that very eloquently that President Trump was correct or incorrect in something and whatever the statement is. How much do you believe it?
I don't care. I don't believe it at all.
Okay, why?
Because the political parties... I don't think either one of them are trustworthy. I think they're just trying to pit people against each other and spin anything. We've not seen an ounce of pure,
sure,
true honesty out of either party in 60 years. And neither political... You will never see a president, I don't think, that says, I was wrong, we were wrong, let's fix it.
Okay.
Which means you have bad actors. They may believe the same things you do. They may even support some of the issues that you believe.
Sure.
But ultimately, they're dishonest. They're bad actors. Their top priority is not you or me or doing the right thing,
sure,
or fixing things. It is keeping themselves safe and above scrutiny and above, you know, any of that stuff. So, I just don't.
How do you know that?
How do I know what?
Why do you believe that? That their top priority is staying in power?
History is part of it.
Okay.
And I see no...
Are there other George Washingtons?
Okay, here's... I don't think so.
You don't... Okay, really?
I don't know.
Who made George Washington? How did he come to be?
He was voted into power unanimously.
Right. But it wasn't a political structure that made George Washington who he was.
Sure. Absolutely.
Why did George Washington exist and be placed
in
space and
time? So he went through a crucible and his actions demanded attention.
Mm-hmm.
And... you don't see any politician nowadays, really, who went through any sort of crucible. If they did, if like in a military career, most of them have absolutely sold out since then. George Washington wasn't, yes, he was wealthy. There's Mount Vernon and all that, but he wasn't, he still had to prove himself.
Okay. But he did things like stepping down from power, uh-huh. right?
His actions spoke louder than his words, his promises, and all that stuff. And I've not seen any action from really any political party in my lifetime that made me say, you are a trustworthy person, you're a righteous man or woman, you're willing to do the right thing okay. before you get caught or before you get called out, you're willing to do the right thing and sacrifice your own career to say something that needs to be said or to do the right thing.
Do those people exist at all today?
In politics?
No. Do those people exist at all today?
Yes.
Okay. What if that person is someone who has delivered the news to you? Let's take Tucker Carlson. He's not above reproach.
Sure.
No one is. But let's take him, someone who a lot of people in this nation, especially on the right side, listen to and say, yeah, man, you'll say things that'll get you fired, but you're going to give us information.
Yeah.
If there's that kind of person out there, is he worth listening to?
Yes. He's not. This also goes back to a problem with the whole news cycle in sure. general. Because it's such a slippery slope, there's a very fine line between listening to someone and just believing everything they say, hook, line, and sinker.
I agree.
And trusting, mm-hmm. right? Trusting someone's different than giving them your ear, right? You can listen to someone without necessarily trusting them.
Sure.
Are you going to listen to people who you think are more trustworthy than others? Absolutely. So guys like Tucker, I would even say, even though I don't hardly ever listen to him anymore, but back in the day, I listened to him all the time. Guys like Glenn Beck. I listened to Tucker and Glenn Beck back in the heyday when they were clearly on one side of the fence, making everyone angry about the other one. That was their job, and they were really freaking good at it. I start to trust someone more when I see them get older and mature and pull back and actually talk about how what they were a part of was not healthy, it wasn't right, and here's how they've changed, which is essentially admitting that they were wrong. And that immediately gives me more trust in what they're saying.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So yeah, guys like Tucker, guys like Glenn, like I'm more inclined to listen to them and care what they're talking about.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Did you hear that Tucker got caught in a lie and he was taking millions of dollars from Trump to be pro-Trump during his presidency?
No, I didn't hear that.
It's not true. It didn't happen.
Okay.
But what if I told you that that did? And you trust me, and I got that information from somewhere else,
yeah.
and I didn't necessarily have the information to back it up. Man, I told you that's what happened because I heard it from somewhere. You're probably going to have one less person in your life that you're able to listen to, and that has a trickle-down effect through how I leave the life that my kids have here in this nation. I do believe that God set up this nation to be what it is. And just like how I have financial opportunities, I'm healthy, I'm, you know, list out the blessings that I have, those are given to me by a creator, as well as, man, I was born in America, and I have a responsibility to pay attention to what's going on and keep up with those things. So to wrap all of this up, you make some very valid points. I would argue I probably need to take a half a step back and not invest so much time and thought into politics, or it's not just politics, but current events. Mm-hmm. But I would argue that hearing multiple sides, multiple angles, helps me understand what's going on mm-hmm. so that I can listen to someone and think to myself, oh, okay, well, that sounds like a link to the Jeffrey Epstein scenario, or that sounds like a link to shell companies getting money in Burisma, and well, why was that person involved in that and this and those? Because we are still going to vote.
So I guess my question for you is, because I don't disagree that people should know what's going on in the world,
sure.
especially our country, but I would say even more so in their own community. So what does your process look like?
Yeah, I wake up in the morning. And I listen to the Daily Wire. They have a podcast. It's like 15 minutes.
Okay.
Here's what's going on in the world. This is what happened yesterday and today. Updates. I'll go get a cup of coffee. And then as I'm responding to emails, I'll typically listen to Glenn Beck in the background. He does an hour segment from 8 to 9, and I listen to those current events. And then I take the two or three pieces that I'm interested in, and I hop on CNN, because I don't trust CNN, but I'm curious what it is they have to say about it. And as I go about my day, I will tune into other updates, whether it's the radio or, you know, swiping through, reading stuff on Fox. Again, even though I don't trust them, Twitter is hosting Tucker Carlson, and he's doing segments every couple of days, and I'm getting news from him as well.
So you said, what, 2 to 3 hours?
In total.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When your daughter is 4 years old, are you going to be spending your mornings? What's going to be more important? You taking 3 hours out of your day to figure out to verify all these sources and to cross-reference the news story that you read first here with the one here and the one here and the one here? Is that worth your time? Or is teaching your daughter how to garden or how to read a book or how to build something with her Lego blocks because she's got like an engineer's mind, or to go out and shoot because she cares about shooting, but like mine, she wants to look through the red dot. So it's like, okay, cool. I can teach her how to shoot with a airsoft gun in the backyard because she wants to see through the red. Like, so my thing is, I'm not saying it's not important.
Sure.
I do think being aware of this stuff is important, but what is a healthy balance between that and what is absolutely most important? Because I do know that staying up to date on current events is not the most important thing that I can do with my day. It might still be up there somewhere. I don't know where. Is it one, or is it two? Is it four? Is it seven? And maybe it's different for different people. And if you're passionate about it, I get it. You should do some things and get into things that you enjoy. If that's politics, if that's current events, and if you like talking about that stuff and it gives you life. I didn't say, like, keep in mind, giving, like, reinvigorating your spirit and making you angry all the time are not the same thing, right? But where does it actually fall in terms of priority? And can you even measure it? Like, what is an acceptable percentage of my waking hours that I should put into doing this? 5%? 1%? Do you know?
No, it's a good question.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, that's something that everyone needs to ask themselves. And as my baby grows, I'll absolutely have to balance that time. And that time balance situation is going to be brutal for everyone to try to figure out. I mean, that's really what we do every day. Am I going to lift? Am I going to dry fire? Am I going to play video games? Am I going to watch a movie? Am I going to spend time with my wife? Am I going to cook food for the family? It's endless. Mm-hmm. That's probably a good spot to wrap it up.
You just gave me an idea. So, you know, everyone knows that our, like you and I, like DC, we have a crew. We have a crew of guys. And each person actually kind of brings... We're all decently well-rounded, but each person kind of brings a specialty to the table. You got Guzman with his dirt bikes. You've got a couple dudes with their SUT and their military experience. You know, you've got Estel and the Barrett dudes who, you know, have, you know, their SEER instructors, Navy corpsmen. Like, we all kind of bring me, I guess it's media. But we all kind of bring something to the table. It reminds me of, like, you know, ancient warriors ancient civilizations that had certain classes of professions, right? Like, you were the warriors, you were the farmers, you were the scholars.
Or even in the military, you have different MOSs.
Exactly. So, I don't know why I haven't thought of this before, but, like, for me, I don't find value. There's not very much value in me investing my time into staying up to date on the news cycle. But I do want to know, to a degree, what's going on, or moreover, I want to know what's important right now. You, although I do think you're going into a different stage of life now that you're a young dad, but you're still in that stage of life where you know, you don't have to spend extra time with three children, and you already love current events. So it makes sense for you to spend some time doing that and staying up to date because it is important. It would be cool for every group of dudes or group or community to have some people who they aligned with on ethics and on morals and could trust the person to do their due diligence in cross-referencing all this information and distilling out what's important, and then be like, yeah, here's what I think about it. Here's some things that are important. I guess that's kind of what people do on a large scale with guys like Ben Shapiro or Glenn Beck or Tucker Carlson. So I got no like hate towards them, because that's kind of what they're doing on a mass scale. But I think it would also better serve people to know someone.
Agreed.
Because I know you. I know what you're involved in. I'm going to know. I'm close enough to you to know that if you're being bought and paid for by a company to say a specific thing, like, I'm going to know it, and I'm going to call you out on it.
Good.
We don't know that about people on mainstream media.
Right.
Right? They may be genuinely good people trying to report the news.
Yep.
But you don't know.
Yep.
So I would say it goes back to your group. Have someone in your family that you actually trust and isn't an idiot, that's actually is wise and discerning, yeah, and lean on them when you don't have the time for it. I don't think that's irresponsible. I think that's trying to make the best of your priorities.
Right. Well, I feel like a frozen water balloon on a dewy morning in the desert. It's like 105 degrees in here.
Yeah.
Super warm.
Our AC is out in the shop right now.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But hey, man, at the end of the day, you're right. You need to have individuals who are interested in different things. The guy who's interested in lifting, the guy who's interested in surviving in the woods, the guy who's really good at shooting, so on and so forth. Build out those MOSs, whether they're, you know, publicly stated to your own community, or at least understood inside of your own group. Inside of that, when it comes to current events, yeah, you're going to have to prioritize some things over current events. I still believe that having an understanding at what's going on day to day absolutely dictates how I choose to live my life today or tomorrow and make better choices in my church, in my community, in my family, individually, on my own. With that, thank you for your time, dude. Those of you who tuned in and watched this episode, thank you very much. I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your work week. We'll be back again next Monday with another episode with Drew and Josh.